97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Well, we're 5 years out from COVID and when all that started. And, of course, we know the crackdown had happened with these kids having to learn from home in many cases. And particularly the ones that would be in third grade now who are, what, 8, 9 years old?
Something like that.
So they would have been the preschoolers or kindergartners at the time who didn't learn anything with remote learning because it's like herding cats to begin with. And what good was it doing to a kid that age to try to keep their attention with anything? And here we are down the road 4 or 5 years, and the chickens are coming home to roost. I think it's probably fair to say. We got Dylan Sharkey with us from the Illinois Policy Institute. Dylan, good morning to you. Welcome back.
Good morning. Thank you for having me. That's a perfect tie-in with COVID.
Man, I tell you what, I was looking at your article here, and basically the story is, how well are your local third graders reading? And you guys have got a great article here linking each Illinois school district and their proficiency in reading in the third grade. What did you find?
That's right. People can go online and search their district to see where kids are at. And what we found is there's a lot of students who are still struggling years and years later. Statewide, only about half of students are reading at grade level, and that's all across, you know, third through eighth grade. And the scores are even lower for math. And it's a big issue when you just think about kids being in school. So chronic absenteeism is when a student misses 10% or more of the school year. Well, a quarter of our students across Illinois are chronically absent, and that number is higher than it was in COVID. So you can have the best teacher in the world. If you're not in class, it really doesn't matter.
It sounds like third grade in particular is really a critical time. And it sounds like that's because that's when the shift happens between third and fourth grade, when students go from learning how to read versus reading as their main method of learning other things. Is that right?
Yes, that's exactly right. And for us, you know, working adults, we think of COVID as over. You know, it's gone 5 years ago. But for the K through 12 system, these students still have a long way to go. And to your point, reading is their method of learning of how they work. And so for them, it just makes things harder and harder. And the real issue is when you ignore that they have a problem. So for instance, the state of Illinois actually lowered our standards of what is determined grade level.
Of course.
So there are kids who, you know, 2 years ago had a reading issue, were not meeting grade level. Now, some of those kids are at grade level, which is really a disservice to them because for them and for their families, they're ignoring an issue that's clearly there because you acknowledged it just not like a year ago.
I look at some of these, Dylan, and I think to myself, wait a minute, there must have been a glitch in the programming here. I'm looking at Lovejoy Elementary School in Brooklyn, Illinois. I'm not even quite sure where that is. That's not down here in the Metro East, is it? I don't even know where Brooklyn. It sounds vaguely familiar, but it's Lovejoy Elementary School on this chart. The not proficiency level is 100%. There's not a single kid that tested in the third grade at that school that's proficient at a third grade reading level. That's stunning.
So I'm saying Lovejoy could be in Alton. There's Lovejoy Elementary in Alton, Illinois.
That okay,
could be what
Brooklyn.
It's
maybe
to.
That's
but
why
yes, you're right. Yeah,
sounds from how's that a thing?
Right. Yeah. And it's there's more of them. You know, in some are at high as 95, 90, and it's common here and up in Chicago too. There are schools where there are zero kids reading at grade level. And again, it's funny to think as 2019 is so much better because it wasn't that long ago. But you know, as a benchmark, you know, things are getting better from where they were in the pack of a pandemic. You know, going back to chronic absenteeism, we were at a point in 2022 where 30% of kids were missing 10% of the school year. Now it's down to 25, but it's still much above what it was in 2019. It was at 17%. We're at 25 now. So getting better, but you know, far worse than what it was in 2019.
Cahokia, Consolidated School District. Penniman Elementary School, 100% not proficient. Lulemeyer Elementary School in Cahokia, 88.9% not proficient.
Why aren't the schools getting punished for this? If this is a public school, why are they or are they being held accountable? Because I understand you can't force a kid if they're having a hard time learning to read, but ultimately should this not fall on the state of the school rather to make sure that these kids are learning and able to read at this grade level?
Well, one of the tough answers that we try to push to people is to not push them on and pretend, you know, ignore the issue and moving on to the next grade. To your point, to fourth grade, where that you know you have to learn to you have to read to be successful at learning, and so moving them on from third grade is really just ignoring the issue. And a lot of people don't want to do that. They don't want to keep a kid in the same grade because you know it could for maybe their friends moving on for them, but for lifelong success, you're really just doing a disservice to the kid. The student by ignoring the issue and moving them on like there's nothing wrong.
I mean, have you gotten any reaction from legislators to this issue? I mean, it sounds to me like they're, like Kim said, if there's not some more, clearly part of this is on the parent. Like I can specifically remember sitting home with my kids when they were learning to read and helping them with letters and pronunciations and all of that stuff. So to some degree, we're talking about areas maybe that are lower socioeconomic. They're depressed areas where maybe the parents aren't around as much and they're not paying attention to this. But this is such a widespread problem statewide, from what I can see, that, I mean, this ought to be setting off alarm bells in Springfield.
Yeah, you know, literally, it's a crisis nationwide, actually, but it's particularly bad here in Illinois. And to your point, to some degree, yes, you know, parents have to be involved in the process. That's why one of our solutions is that parents should be notified automatically if there are any red flags as far as reading deficiency, any issues. Parents should be notified immediately. But a lot of them probably are notified anyway, but it should just be a standard rule that they should always be included on the process.
Well, there's no doubt about that. I hope people will go to illinoispolicy.org about, two or three clicks down, you can get to this article and read about even with lowered standards, more than half the third graders could not read at grade level. And I wonder where we're going to look at math. My guess is the math numbers and everything else is equally as bad.
Math is usually sometimes worse in many cases. Yeah. And to your point, for those schools that are doing well, you know, the high proficiency numbers, a lot of them, to your point, those parents maybe could afford tutors, could afford resources to catch kids up if they're a grade behind. But most families can't afford that. They can't do it. And so they haven't.
Well, and if there's evidence, I mean, I think if there's evidence that they're just pushing these kids through, we had a study from some university. Maybe it was California. I'm trying to remember where this came out, where a surprising number of kids were getting to their freshman year in college, and some of them couldn't write a sentence.
Yes, that's right.
I mean,
well,
they can use AI now to write their essays. Right. That's why you need the screening to test. And I know you guys suggest that. You say that there should be like an early universal reading screening for every student in first through third, because you got to identify those reading deficiencies early.
Yes, exactly.
Well, Dylan, listen, we appreciate your time. Dylan Sharkey, Illinois Policy Institute, illinoispolicy.org. Thank you.
Yeah, of course. Thank you.
All right. Yep. Take care. That is eye-opening and frightening all at the same time. Wow. All right, coming up, we're going to get to the winner of this week's Queen of Hearts drawing. If you are participating in that, the pot is close to, let's say, $9,000. You could win half of that. We'll have the winner, today's winner, coming up here shortly, and we'll talk to our friend Jessica Rosenthal from Fox News Radio on the new defense plan. We'll be right back.
Get more at 971talk.com.